And do you utilize this assay in your practice?
I do utilize the assay in my practice. It's mainly ordered and used by radiation oncologists to make their decision about the use of radiation.
I'm curious, you get up to 25%. Do you think it's also something that maybe could be considered in a patient who might be thinking about mastectomy?
The factors that drive a decision that relate to mastectomy, I think, are more driven by the extent of the disease and the surgical considerations and the patient's fear. Now, having said that, if you have a patient who is a candidate for wide excision, who's had a wide excision, and they have a DCIS score that's high, and therefore is someone who would more likely to benefit from radiation, then that patient, if they really don't want radiation, if they really want to avoid radiation, that patient could use that decision to have a mastectomy.
Well, I was thinking about the fact, what would your best estimate be if you gave radiation therapy to a patient with a high-risk score, how that would reduce it? How low do you think it would reduce it to?
Well, on average, if you look at the meta-analysis and all the studies in their totality, radiation reduces the risk of having an event by about one half.
So that's what I was thinking. And then, so you're saying to this woman, okay, we're going to give you radiation therapy, but you're still going to have a residual risk on top of that of more than 10%. Seems like if I were a woman in that situation, it might make me think more about mastectomy for that reason, just not to have to go through that experience.
I think one of the issues is that the outcomes are really good for patients with DCIS. So obviously we want to be able to adequately treat the patient with as little therapy as possible and to minimize overtreatment. And that was really what drove the 5194 trial design, right? We were trying to avoid the use of radiation based on the clinical features, the best available clinical features that we had at the time and that we still have. And what we found was that the event rates were still high if we spared radiation based on clinical features alone. So I think for those clinicians and for those patients who wish to spare radiation, this can be a useful test that can help them make a more informed decision about what's the most appropriate choice for that particular situation.